Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
One day, me and Nick going out for dinner. Dinner and drinks, me and Nick.
Can I come?
I'm off. No.
It'd be a cold day in hell.
Wow. I'm off for
Nick. Nick wouldn't be seen within 5 feet.
Me and you, Nick.
He won't even come over and shake your hand at training camp, and you go every damn day. You kidding me?
He walks past me.
Walk by you every day, man.
I'm extending an olive branch, Nick. Me and you. Come on, a couple of frozen drinks, Nick. Me and you. Probably too much sugar for Nick.
Yeah, it's got to go vodka.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah.
Nick ain't got enough time in a day to waste on you, Ron.
Yeah, I'm just saying, extending the olive branch. Come on, Nick.
Nick's got to go vodka with, like, maybe a little lime, maybe
see,
a topo.
Just, you scared him away right
I'm,
there.
No, I'm going to let – no, you know what? I'm not even going to – I'm letting me pick the spot. I'm thinking maybe some you know, apps and a drink, but maybe he doesn't.
How about a handshake?
No, I want to sit down off the record, me and Big Nick.
Off the record, huh?
Yeah, me and Big Nick just chill, man, off the record,
I don't think
man.
You're in that circle of trust.
He got kids. I got kids, you know. Me and Nick could just – I don't know if there's a hatchet to be buried, but just have a good time. Me and you, Nick. It's out there. Extended it to you.
You might want to keep rubbing elbows with the OC and the head coach at Youth Little League stuff instead of messing with Nick. I mean, that's more up your alley right there.
Big Nick, try to get to you. There you go. All right. The drive is live. You hear Tyler. You hear Clint in there. And see, they got this damn thing on TV. This is – I got to be honest. I'm fighting it. I'm struggling today as a sports fan. That was a take all of my change out, pour it all over the ground, and count it. I
was in a great mood watching that game.
I don't
want some
get
money.
It. I've never done that. I've never got mad because my team lost and decided to pour change out and count.
I just needed to do something to get out, just an activity of something. because I had four screwdrivers already. As soon as I saw, I literally, what happened? I had a remote in my hand.
That's a drink, people, not tools.
Me and Courtney are watching.
They understand that. I think they listen for more than a month.
If somebody out there heard me say I had four screwdrivers and you thought I was talking about a Phillips or a flathead, that's on you. All right, that
I'm impressed that you know there's two different guys.
Shut up.
It's impressive.
But fair. But I'm sitting there, Courtney, we're sitting there in a conversation, and he goes down rolling in pain. And I just threw the remote, and then I went and I grabbed the Tito's, and I grabbed a little of that orange juice.
Who went down rolling in pain?
Anthony Davis.
Oh.
Street clothes is what they call them. I mean, the worst opportunity, the worst time. I just start banging them screwdrivers, and then they wouldn't just go and lose. They had to get – I honestly, God, I sports hate Jamal Murray. I really do. See his hat. This is when I went and grabbed it. I sports hate Jamal Murray. At that point, I'm telling you right now, at that point, I made the decision. I've announced that I am at this point, and this is a future play that I, after watching that last night, I can't take it anymore. I have decided to move my basketball fandom to the Houston Rockets. When LeBron retires. When LeBron retires.
I said
it's a future play. When LeBron, he brought the music back up. When LeBron retires, I am going full-fledged, full deep into the Houston Rockets.
Well, that's not anytime soon.
It's got to be.
I mean, I guess soon's relative, but...
What do you mean? How long do you think he plays?
Oh, I think he's playing at least another 3 years.
Three?
Yeah.
The number in my head was three.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I think he's going to do everything he can to last long enough to
play with his son.
So they can talk Bronny into being good enough to be in the NBA and he can play with him.
I don't see anything less than three.
I was thinking,
hell, he's still putting up monster numbers.
I know he's putting up numbers, but, man, he's got to be hurting.
I mean, look, you got to be hurting when you're playing with a guy that literally bumps into Porter Jr. and goes down for the count.
He's down.
I mean, that's the deal. I'll give LeBron is the biggest flopper in the game, but at least he gets up and plays and he's durable. I mean, Anthony Davis. I mean,
but that wasn't a flop. I mean, he was clearly hurt. It just didn't appear to be a lot.
But golly, I mean, if you get hurt when you get bumped into by a guy that's smaller than you,
I know it, man.
Jeez,
I mean,
hey, anchor down. Stiffen up a bit to where when you do get contacted, you're not a damn pillow.
It must have been just right. And this guy has brittle bones or something.
Softer than hot butter.
See, I think the soft thing's unfair.
He needs to drink more milk.
Like to me, soft is like almost he didn't want it. Like, I think he wanted. I don't think he wanted to get hurt. I think he would. Do you think he was legit hurt?
I think the contact probably didn't feel good. To see a grown man go to the ground after getting bumped and hold his arm like that, like he's a baby, yeah, that is soft as hot butter.
He could lift his arm.
Like, what does that do? So you have to go all the way to the ground? You have to lay on the ground because you can't lift your arm up? No,
he continued the rest of the game. No,
but that's fine. But you're still if you get bumped into and it hurts. I guess I can understand if it breaks your arm or something and you fall. But I mean, he turns and spins and lays on the court. Because somebody bumped him. I mean, how is that not so?
It looks weak. The contact does not look like it would do what it did. But it clearly he was hurt. he could.
I'm just talking about the actions. If the individual that gets bumped and his shoulder or elbow hurts a bit, and he flops on the floor
I thought it went out of socket.
Butter hot. Hot.
His bones are definitely soft. His bones and joints are soft. That just said, but no, man, I am. I'm coming over. Soon as he retires, I'm coming over to the Rockets. I want to announce my fandom. Early play.
We'll check back in with you in about 3 or 4 years.
It's not going to be 3 years.
Hope we last that long, bub.
It's not going to be 3 years. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. You ain't never lying. I'm telling you, it could happen at any moment.
They're trying to take us out.
The top ranked show in the city.
Trying to take us out.
And somehow.
Half our pyre.
And somehow we still are.
Hey, still half our pyre and we're still up there, boys.
But no, man, that took a lot out of me. That was, I just had to do something else.
Well, glad you made it in today, man.
I did, man. I did. I made it in. I probably stayed up to 1 o'clock in the morning just.
Well, here's a good thing, Ron. While you were suffering through it, Tyler was having his best night in a long time.
How much money did you win off of that? Because I know you had, what were they, were 7-point dog?
Yeah, I had them at +7.5. I won about $1.50.
The one thing I can't appreciate, yeah, there you go. Is that all you had on that game?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't just about the money now.
No, I mean, the beautiful part was that I won my money and I got to watch LeBron and the Lakers lose at the same time. That's just a perfect plan coming together.
And Ron squirm on the floor counting change the way AD did when he got bumped into. You got to see it all. And you made $150 doing it, man.
If I had a Steve Spurrier visor, I would have thrown it multiple times.
I've never gone to count change like in that situation, but I do kind of get where you're coming from. Because when I get real upset at my team, I end up doing something really productive around the house. Like something I normally would never do. I go in the man cave and start like organizing things.
56, 57, 58. Just counting the pennies. Just separate.
Did you put them in sleeves?
No. Just put them back.
Not gonna have.
How you gonna spend them if you don't put them in sleeve?
I don't intend to spend them.
People still roll change.
Oh, I got a roller at the house, electric one.
Why?
And my little girl goes in there and pulls the damn dimes out for some reason, spills them all over the floor about once a week.
My parents used to make me roll all our change when I was a kid.
I'm a change rolling fool, boy.
You have a machine. That's
I got a little machine.
That's something new.
Machine. You just dump it in the top, and it sorts them.
I might need to see that machine.
Yeah. Right?
But I need to count it myself to get my mind off of it. Someone text in, Ron, I know your team lost, but dude, what a game last night. No, it was a hell of a basketball game. That was one of the best games all season because guys were stepping up. I mean, for the Lakers to get to where they were with AD, who was their best player in the whole series, to give you one and six in the second half after he had 16-9 at the half. To get that to a place where they got beat by a last-second shot, it was something. I'm telling you, I was talking to B. Scott about this earlier. He's like – AD is like Jalen Green.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to the point where both of them will show you the reasons why you're scared to death to move on past him. I think AD, obviously, in a bigger – way has been one of the best players in the NBA, but they will show you repeatedly, but you know it's lurking. You know it's lurking, and you know it, and the thought is, should I just make a move even for a lesser player because I know what I'll have? Like, I know
what I'm going to get.
Like, you watch this series before the 10:53 mark in the third quarter, you're thinking, damn, man. Like this type of AD is somebody that, you know, you could, and then right when you need him. Because I believe if he doesn't get hurt, I think they win that game. I think they, at least that one. I don't know if they win the series. I think they win that game. Well, who knows? Denver probably finds a way to figure it out.
Well, that's the big question here, I think, nationally, and nobody better in my world to answer it than you, Ron, is are the Lakers going to run this thing back? Is this the Lakers running into a dynasty, kind of like Buffalo Bills running into Pat Mahomes and just can't get over the hump? Or is this the Lakers are done and LeBron needs to move on, or they need to blow that thing up and do something else?
I think they'll make some changes, but I think LeBron will be back there. I think he'll be in L.A. And I mean, you look at this and you look at this series, and I know it's 4-1, and this is the team – that you got to beat, like you said, the Kansas City and the Buffalo comparison. Like, I mean, they led 165 minutes of the series, more than 73% of the time.
They were leading every game at halftime.
Every halftime. But except for this one, they had a double-digit lead in every one of the games. This one, they had a 9-point lead at one point. Like, they're up, and they're up in the second halves. So, I mean, you look at it, and you feel like you got to be close. That was probably AD's best series that he played, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're going to blow it up. They'll probably add some stuff to it, but I don't know, man. It was frustrating as hell. But I'm telling you, I'm coming over. I almost did it. I almost came
over.
Well,
that'd be about right. I mean, if you're looking at it, you go, hey, look, the
it's
going to happen
right
within the next couple years, and by that time, the Rockets will be competitive again, and you'll be coming on a bandwagon just in time.
And I'll be the fan that gets him over the top.
There you go. There you go. You can take credit for that. You can take credit for the next Rockets run. Absolutely.
I'll be the one.
You told them so.
I told you here.
I told y'all.
2 years. That ought to be real good right there. 2 years would be a nice time to slide over. All right. But a lot to get to here. Clint, I know you were intrigued by they got some lists. You know, you start now, the draft has passed, and most of free agency, and if not all the major pieces have passed. And people are making their lists. And Mike Greenberg, ESPN, made him a list of the top five off seasons in the NFL. Tyler, where do you think the Texans ranked in that top five?
Off seasons, not just draft.
Got to be locked in the top three somewhere. I'd say number. You know what? I'd say number one.
All right, Greenies from 5-1. The Los Angeles Chargers, I'm assuming they're including the coach in
that.
They
are. They are very much so.
The Kansas City Chiefs at 4. The Eagles, who they've signed every single person on their team and off it. And then the Jets.
You just made the list!
That's him. He's a huge Jets fan. He's probably feeling good about that one. But they did have a good offseason. And then number one, the Bears. So the Texans weren't in his top five. I'm a bit surprised that the Texans aren't in a top. Like, I would have the Texans, and I understand that Harbaugh, that's a big, big deal. Clearly here in Houston. Don't shake your head like that, Tyler.
No, I was thinking. I wasn't poo-pooing it too much.
Looked like you were. Looked like you took a dump right on the face of that. And Greenberg's face, to be honest with you. We see here what D'Amico did to this team and a coach, and this is a guy that's proven. So clearly that is. But I would have them at least over the Chiefs and the Chargers. I think theirs was at least better than those two teams and at least on par with these teams.
Yeah, I can't believe the Texans weren't in the top five.
I was shocked, yeah.
I can't believe they weren't in the top five.
Especially how everybody's been talking about.
If you really get to looking, you know, I could see where the Bears, I just looked down the Jets depth chart. What they've done was pretty impressive. The Eagles.
Yeah, they're not getting.
I mean, when you include, you just re-upped Kelsey, you re-upped your head coach, your GM, they re-upped Chris Jones as well.
Yeah.
Added Worthy, brought in Hollywood. I guess the Chiefs, but I don't think the Chiefs would be over the Texans.
I don't think so.
And the Chargers, you got to take into consideration with the Chargers what they lost as well. Like, yes, Harbaugh has won everywhere he's been. So that is a huge plus.
That's a huge deal.
Without a doubt. But, I mean, you look at, with the exception of Harbaugh, I mean, you can argue, and I'm not looked at the list of anybody, the teams, the guys that they added in free agency.
They added Gus Edwards.
Not even on my radar as it pertains to this conversation.
In the draft, they got the top tackle and Alt.
Yes.
They were able to keep their two ends in Bosa and Khalil Mack.
Yep.
But, no, I mean, they haven't.
Yeah,
the biggest thing for them is Jim Harbaugh.
I would put the Texans.
I'd put the Texans over the Chargers and the Chiefs.
Yes, I would too. I would too. After flushing out that convo, I agree with you.
I'd probably put them over the Jets. Like I like.
I don't know, man. The Jets.
I like what the Jets have done, but
I mean, Danielle Hunter and Stephon Diggs alone.
Danielle Hunter and Diggs, Autry. You know, I think those were. I think those are some, and Joe Mixon, I think those are some. I know the Jets got that. They got their offensive line.
They got Mike Williams. And they got Tyron Smith. They drafted a tackle in the first round.
They got Moses, I believe. Morgan Moses, I think he came over.
Moses, the right tackle from Baltimore.
Yep.
They got Kinlaw from San Francisco as one D tackle. Hassan Reddick from Green Bay. I mean, from Philly. Good gosh, man. C.J. Mosley. Was he already there?
Yeah, he was already there.
Mosley was already there.
Yeah. I mean, they had a good, and they get Aaron back, but that's not really an offseason move. They still got Nathaniel Hackett running that thing.
True.
So, I mean, they didn't make a move on that. So, I don't know, man. I am... But especially with everything that has been said about the Texans, I'm surprised they weren't. But they very well, the Texans can say they've had as good an offseason as any of those teams. I mean, they can.
Boy, I would think the Texans would be on that list just sheer volume.
Yeah. Because that was the deal right there. The first team to add an 1,000-yard rusher, 1,000-yard passer, and a 10-plus sacker. Yeah. And his was like 17.
And they added two of the 10-plus sackers.
Yes, yes.
Autry had 11 and a half,
yeah. Yeah, surprised on that. But I will say it's probably perceived that all of these other teams had more impactful drafts.
Fair. Yeah, I think
that's
fair.
Than the Texans, right?
I think that's fair. I think they should be on the list, but I get it.
That draft part of it, that's probably what it is. All right, news on a... What did you say you think Joey's nickname is?
Lope.
Lope. You think Lope? Lope. Joey Lope. Got some news on him. He will get in today. We'll tell you the latest there and who is getting a seat. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
From the text line, Ron, stay the hell away from my Rockets. Not going to control my early fandom. Okay, laying the groundwork for the next couple years.
Let's go, Rockets.
That's right. I think when I buy my first Rockets jersey, hat, start with the shirt first. Before I become the full fit.
Oh, you'll go jersey. Man.
Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, whose jersey you going?
I don't know.
I mean, you're a Dylan Brooks guy.
No. I haven't forgot him hitting LeBron in the nuts. So I still slow with
it. Felt like it ripped my nuts off.
Fred Van Fleet one time knocked out my Kansas Jayhawks in the tournament too, so there's still a little soreness there. So I have to figure it out. I have to go Shingoon.
Shingoon, huh?
I have to ride there.
Hey, who I'd go with. I am so happy.
I'd probably go with one of them youngins.
Really young ones. Maybe a Min Thompson. That's not a bad one. That's not a bad one to ride with. Yeah. As I said, if you missed it, last night I made the decision. Turning my basketball fandom to the Houston Rockets.
Cam Whitmore for me.
As soon as LeBron retires, that's when that will take place. Cam Whitmore, that's a good one.
I'd go Whitmore.
You got it, but you might have to wait a little bit because all of them won't be here. Some of them are probably going to be
Cam will be here.
Cam will be one to be here.
I'm going to tell you, based on how I saw the team kind of make that transition to, we're not going to sit around and let you push us around. We're not going to be soft. We're not going to be this or that. Cam was, to me, one of the more obvious ones that it was real. It was genuine. Like, I ain't no punk.
No, he's not.
Like I don't think Udoka's gonna let that one go.
You don't think so?
Yeah. I think he's gonna stick.
Tone setter.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are the kind of guys you want in your system.
There you go. All right, Olope. Joey Loperfido is playing today. He's been brought up. He's gonna be playing where? In the outfield today. Isn't that right, Tyler Joe Espada, yeah. A.K.A. Dana Espada, said earlier?
Yeah, not where I wanted to see him make his debut, but whatever.
Well, he said it's where he's most comfortable, and the Astros wanted him there on his first day. Also reported from him that Chaz McCormick has some soreness in his hamstring, according to Espada, which will open the door for young Joey Lowe. He'll open the door for him in the outfield. So understand it there that he'll play in the outfield in place of McCormick today when the full lineup comes out. We'll pass that along, Clint. But I think it's good to see that he's in it. He said earlier on their flagship saying that we didn't bring him up here to sit. We brought him up here to play. They brought him up here to play and to play. And the thought is, okay, right now, Chaz McCormick is maybe nursing something. They want to give him some days off. We'll see. Still, right, Tyler, still to this point, there has not been a move made, right, that they have to make.
Not yet.
To get him on the roster. As I said yesterday, the move I would make, and I hope they make, is to DFA Jose Abreu. But I know that's probably a long shot. It may be McCormick going to the IL. We'll see what it is, and we'll pass it along when it gets there. But when everybody is healthy, when Chaz is good, Dubon is good, everybody's healthy, what is the spot for this kid? Where should the spot be for him on the field and in the lineup?
First base. I don't care where he's comfortable. It is absolutely irrelevant at this point in time. Your outfield should be some combination of Yordan Alvarez, White Boy Chaz, and Dubon at this point in time. And you can sprinkle in if you want to keep playing your little carousel in center field. You can throw Jake Myers in there every now and then if you want to, if that makes you feel better, sleep better at night. A non-factor. Joey Lupercito needs to be your first baseman. Hell, I'd have him at first base today, with or without Chaz McCormick. You would have
put him in there.
Yeah, I mean, look, at some point in time, he needs to be at first base, yeah. And when that time comes, if he's going to be uncomfortable, hell, let's get uncomfortable. And to be honest with you, a lot of these guys, I mean, you need to get used to being uncomfortable, because you've dug a hole where your ass is going to be uncomfortable all year long. This floating around a bad division for several years, and then getting your mind right and bearing down when it mattered to most, them days are over, man. You're going to be uncomfortable the rest of the way. Joe Espada, your ass is uncomfortable right now. I mean, when it's all said and done, for me, get Lupercito at first base as quick as you possibly can. You've got answers. You've got options in the outfield. So I'm here for that right there. I would have him there tonight. I understand it, though. I understand with White Boy Chaz issues or whatever, that you don't want to let that issue compound into playing Yordan more, or get playing Dubon more, getting him out of role or whatever. I get it. I'm cool. But at some point in time, his home has to be at first base.
Yeah, I mean, it, as they said, and I agree with it, he comes up here, he should get at the very least a month of just everyday at-bats. Everyday play, everyday at-bats, in the lineup every day. And the place where he – and I think it would help if he had consistency. If he went in every day and went up there, he knew where he was going to play and where he's going to hit. If he knew, if he was saying, all right, you're going to play first and bat seventh. Every day you knew that coming in, that's some comfort. That would be some comfort.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Because I don't like the thought of, hey, you're going to play first this day. All right, man, you may play outfield this day. You may – no, don't make him a utility. Have him first base, eighth, set whatever he's going
to
hit.
Every day leading up to a game, every day after a game, you are 100% committed to and focused on playing first base. As you said multiple times, and I know I minimize this, but the reality of it is playing in different parks all the time with different dimensions. You got a kid that's going to go out there, be in the big leagues for the first time. He's going to be worried about the dimensions of the field, which is the dimensions of his home park. Right. Yeah, I was fixing to say the first several
at home.
He's not
playing at Kyle. He's not playing where Kyle Tucker plays. Fair, he's playing the hard spot.
Yeah, so you're out there doing, oh, by the way, you're at first, and it's, okay, well, now I can focus on playing first base. I think that is making – it's compounding the issue. It's making – it'll make it more difficult. Now, he may be able to handle it. Some people might say he's a big leaguer. To hell with it. It doesn't matter. Go out there and do work. Okay. I would strip this thing down to, like you said, you're going to play first base. I want you for the foreseeable future to worry about digging balls, worrying about how you're going to play this or play that, feeding the pitcher on balls that are hit to your right, yada, 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 and hitting in this spot. I would rather him be very, very focused on that. But nonetheless, I understand that the White Boy Chaz issue kind of puts a kink in things.
All right, you got some news here on the roster move finally?
Yes, we know the corresponding move now to bring up Lupercito. It's going to be not expected, but the Astros, they are placing Gray Kessinger on the 10-day injured list with right shoulder discomfort. That's going to create an active roster spot for Joey Lupercito. Joel Kunnel was DFA'd in a corresponding 40-man move, And also, last piece of information here from the Astros, Joey Loperfido is going to wear number 10, which, of course, solid, was last worn by Yuli Gurriel.
Solid. That, well now, done. They know he's going to be here.
Well done.
That's a number they let him get, that he's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
But Jose Abreu is still up in the majors.
What is it, Gray? 10 days?
Yeah.
So what are they going to do when Gray comes back in 10 days?
It's a non-factor.
His shoulder might be discomforted for a while. You never know.
And they got to get 7-9 up out of here, man. Like, they could keep pushing this thing around. Like, I don't know who's going to be the next one that hits that 10-day IL to try to make room. But they're going to have to get 79 up out of here.
For those that are that don't know the numbers on the back of the jerseys, that would be Jose Abreu.
I knew he was done when he stopped unbuttoning his jersey all the way down. He lost it,
didn't he?
He went one button down the other day.
Was he really?
Courtney said, "Oh, that's good for him." I said, "No, it's not good for him." No. He had to be out there with it all the way unbuttoned. I mean, the whole thing, just shirt out, just open. All right, so he's going to play number 10. I like that. I love that. Anybody got any problem with him wearing that 10 for your boy, Yuli?
No.
Hell no.
I mean, I love Yuli, but hell, we ain't returning his number.
Right.
got a problem with Yuli.
I like my guy. Hell, I wish we still had him. Where's he at now, by the way?
I think
vacation
Atlanta
somewhere.
I think Atlanta has him signed to a minor league contract somewhere. I think I saw that a couple of weeks ago.
Let me tell you what I wouldn't do if I was Yuli.
I'm not riding them buses.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm not going to do.
I'm not going to damn Birmingham.
I'm not playing baseball unless I'm in one of them tired ass Fanatics uniforms. If it ain't in the bigs, I'm out.
I mean, he's got to be 40-41. I mean, come on, man. He's loving it. It's for the love of the game. All right, coming up.
Yes.
Let's hear our favorite guys, man. John Daly. We always have a good time with John Daly. Big golf tournament coming up here this weekend. We'll let you hear our conversation we had with Big John Daly. That's coming up next.
We just don't give a
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, John Daly coming up here in just a second, fellas. I didn't know folks still did this. I don't know who this person was, you know, when went to take a leak during that last break. I didn't know guys still, especially in public, took dumps and pulled their pants and drawers all the way down their ankles.
Ugh. On that floor?
When you take a dump?
You got to keep it above the ankles in the public bathroom.
Yeah,
dude.
like just pull right here is where I go. That somebody,
like
somebody,
a toddler?
Somebody
wait,
was
wait,
in
wait.
There.
You take a dump like, and you leave your pants at mid thigh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the location for each and every person, but you definitely don't pull your pants down to the nasty ass ground.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what I do.
When I take
a little below the knee.
Are you kidding me?
Right there,
dude. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right there. Sorry for the people.
Are y'all kidding me?
You go all the way. So you do that? You go all
absolutely
the way.
Absolutely.
My man.
Whoever this was. I might take one leg out of my britches.
That's disgusting. Ugh. Whoever it was, ankles, had them pants all the way down to ankles, and you could tell their legs were just.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Comfortable as hell.
Yeah,
I mean, comfortable as hell while you're getting a bunch of germs on your pants.
No. I make sure that there's not a puddle in front of the toilet. I don't sit down and pull my britches and soak up piss, but
this is not one that I knew was going to go. I did not.
Are you guys kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? That's nasty, bro.
I mean, the crap you two guys do.
Somebody just said they threw one full leg out.
I mean, I'm closer to one leg out than around. I've never in my life, at home or in public, taken a dump with my pants around my quads.
Are y'all kidding me? I don't think I've done it with my pants around my ankles, hell, in years. I don't think I do it at home. I don't think I just let them all the way. At home, my legs come out. At home, I might just take them all off. But and you know I'm a frequent dumper. I'm 3 to 5.
Are y'all serious?
Are you serious?
Dude, are you serious? That's nasty.
All the nasty stuff that y'all have told me y'all have done in your life, and y'all are worried about your pants on the ground when you're taking a dump?
A public bathroom? A
text
floor?
Text line in. People urinate there, Clint.
No. Look, I mean, we're obviously nobody's going to drop their britches in a puddle of piss, all right? No, nobody's doing that. I mean, when you walk into, every time I walk in over here, that the floor is dry. I mean, obviously nobody's dropping their pants in that. But when it's dry, you mean to tell me that you take a dump with your pants around your thighs? Are y'all kidding me?
Around my thighs.
What I just did, they're hung up. They're at least above the knee. They're above.
Mine are normally below the knee, but well above my ankles.
Right at the knee. Probably right at the knee. I think I just did it. I don't want to pull them all the way down.
By the way, remind me to tell y'all about this toilet I bought.
This on the other side. The Insperity Open is coming.
Y'all keep this kind of stuff to yourself.
Well, this goes right in hand with somebody who uses their bare hand when they have other things to wipe their ass.
It adds up.
All right, another person who
nobody wipes their ass with their hand. That's taking a shower with my hand.
I'm sure somebody else who goes pants all the way down to their ankles just because. Hell, man.
Oh, there's no doubt. John, Daly's one leg out.
John, here's our conversation. Sperry Open coming up this weekend here in Houston, one of the great sporting events here. Here's our conversation with John Daly.
All right, welcome back in as we are on the drive. And we enjoy this every single year. We get to kick back. Whenever it's this time of year, we know the Insperity Invitational is upon us. One of the fun sport events here in the Houston area. And that means we get to talk to your guy, Clint John Daly, baby.
That's it, man. It's always a good time. It's turned up, the fun's turned up a notch or two when Daly's involved. They don't doubt about it.
And I'll be disappointed if John don't have any fun pants when he takes the course coming up. But, John, man, before we get going everywhere, man, how you feeling, man? How's the health? That's something I know a lot of your fans and people are wondering about.
It ain't the greatest, but, you know, hell, we get old and you just got to deal with it. But I'm hanging in there, you know. Both knees have been replaced. This left one hasn't healed the way I want, but it's only been a year, so we're getting there. But, you know, my hands, I got arthritis in both hands, so that's a pain in the you-know-what. So just getting through it. You know, that's what we do.
Well, hey, it's going to be a hell of a story when you go out there and win this week in Dallas and in a couple weeks here in Houston, ain't it?
Boy, that'd be great because these are two of my favorite places. I always love coming to Texas. The people are so awesome. The food's great. And, you know, Flasky got us here in Dallas. It's a celebrity. Good to see all the football players, baseball players, and all my buddies. And down in Sperity, it's one of the best tournaments we play all year long. They treat us so well there. And, Nago's one of the best tournament directors I've ever known, just like Flasky is here. So, I just wish it was back-to-back.
Yeah, JD, I'm curious, just listening to you talk about that with Yeah, I mean, somebody who has played as long as you have to now adjust with, you know, potential health issues with your knees and your hands. How difficult is it for you to adjust your game playing the way you've played it your whole life?
Well, I've never been a ball beater, but, you know, I love to play in practice.
I have, John.
But it's like I can't practice the way I want to practice because my body won't let me, and it just really ticks me off. But, you know, so I play more than anything and, you know, hit a couple balls here and there is about the only practice I get. I can't go on the range and hit 100, 200 balls every day like I used to. So it's hard. Me and Tommy Armour talk about it. Some of these other guys, we talk about how our bodies just won't let us practice, which, you know, when you're hurt, your confidence isn't the greatest. And so we just try and just play each hole at a time and just try to do the best I can.
Are you at a place, JD, though, where you feel like, obviously I think the answer is yes or you wouldn't play, but where you feel like you can go out there and win this damn thing if the stars align for you?
I do, because right now I'm not hitting it bad. I just don't hit as far as I used to, but I'm hitting it great. It's just the putter. The putter's just letting me down. I got to make some putts. That's what all it comes down to.
God, I wish I could ever say that. Putter's just let me down.
Hey, John, I still got that old Scotty Cameron you gave me back in the day, man. Maybe I need to bring that to you. I call it, his name's old Rusty right now. He stays pretty rusty, but you may be able to make a little money with him.
Well, you never know, because I'm hitting my driver straighter than I am my putter.
while we're talking about golf, obviously, I always want to ask you, man, about Lil John. I know he's been up at Arkansas doing his thing, and I know you're proud as hell of him, man. Catch us up on what he's doing, how he's living, how he's hitting it, and what's next for him.
Well, he played in the fall. He never finished out of the top 14. He counted for 20 out of 22 rounds. Last couple of tournaments, he didn't fare so well. They're qualifying for the SEC today, but he's doing great in school. He's playing good golf. He's time of his life. I can't be more proud of him. Not only just doing great in school, but he's just a good kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations on that, man. If I could be able to say that about my kids, I'd really, really be excited about that. All right, as we're talking to John Daly here, as we're getting ready for the Insperity Invitational, excuse me. John, you talked about really enjoying coming here, and you come every year. What is it about Houston in particular that really draws you and brings you back and makes it an appointment for you to get here?
Well, not only it's just the people that run it. I love the golf course. I've always loved the TPC Woodlands, even when it was on the tour back in the day. I had some good finishes there. And it's a golf course I feel like I can score on because I've had success there.
John, talk to us a little bit about what I think is really cool, man, about what you've done in your career, other than just be one of the most fascinating golfers and win while you're doing it, and the person that you are, obviously, which I don't think gets enough credit. I mean, knowing you, I know how much you give back. I think that during your career, that's gotten overlooked at times. Maybe not now, but definitely throughout your career. But what I think is been really cool following you of late is you just went to the Masters and did your deal with that you do with Hooters every year. Just the way that you have kind of parlayed the golf game into other events that you put your name on that are close to the different tournaments, I think is really cool. And you've got, obviously, with the Insperity Invitational, you've got this John Daly's Grip It and Rip It long drive competition. No surprise it's on a Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. There's free admission. I'm sure there'll be drinks and we'll all have a good time here, John. But tell us a little bit about that as well.
Well, we've been doing it for a few years now. It was mainly just for fun, trying to get some celebrities there to promote the tournament. But this year, this is actually a true qualifying for the Nationals Long Drive Championship. So this is serious business for these kids. They're going to come out, and it counts as to keep moving forward to get to the finals. I don't know where it's at. It's usually in Mesquite, but it's great for them. It's going to be fun watching these guys hit it 400 yards, and I'm going to hit about 285.
They all know, man. They seen the tape. Well, what's the Well, who all's coming with you? What's the plan while you're here? Because you're going to be here. Hell, you're going to be here for 4 or 5 days, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there, get in there probably Monday, and then do it. We do 3 pro-ams that week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's pretty busy. Friday, I'll play. We'll do the long drive, and it's just a great week. It's just a great week.
Yeah, John, you'd be really disappointed in your guy, Clint. I tried to bring a little fun, you know, game to the party every Friday for Astros games, and basically the loser had to take a shot of Everclear, and he refused to agree to it. And I just thought Clint had more in the net, and I was disappointed, and now we can't do it because Clint is afraid of Everclear, and I'm very disappointed. I think you would be too, John.
Come on, Clint. That's Arkansas mineral water, babe.
Come on now.
Hey, don't do it to me, John. I don't know that I've ever had it when it wasn't in jungle juice. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I've ever just took a pull off of an Everclear bottle, man. Hey, that crown you always adored, John, I'd take a shot of that. I don't know about that damn Everclear. I can't.
Oh, come on now.
No. Hell no.
I'm just a vodka guy now. Now they got bladder cancer. I told Doc, do I got to quit drinking brown stuff? He goes, yep. I said, well, what's the clear shit? And I go, he goes, well, you need to drink a lot of water. I said, so I can drink clear stuff, right? And I go, I'm going to drink a lot of vodka. He goes, he just laughed at me. So,
because
I know there's a lot of fans been talking about this new drink of mine, the Good Boy John Daly. It's no carbonation, but Favorite Brands at L&F is our distributor in Texas. I know a lot of people are looking for it. It's unbelievable. You guys would love it. It's no carbonation, sweet tea, lemonade, vodka, raspberry, peach, and blackberry, and lemonade. I'm telling you guys, I don't even drink beer anymore.
What's the name of it again, John?
John Daly Good Boys, our distributor's Favorite Brands, L&F.
Yeah, you better get John Calipari a case of that.
Yeah, speaking of, man, I almost let it go by. Calipari to Arkansas, baby. How you feel about it?
I tried to get him when Pelfrey left. He came and looked at it, and if Kentucky wouldn't have offered him that job, he'd probably still be at Arkansas. But I'm so happy to have him. Me and Coach are great friends. I lived in Memphis when he was coaching there, and we actually had a bar on Bill Street called Field on Bill there for a while. We just became really good friends, and I'm so happy he's at Arkansas.
I bet you you're not alone.
Ron's a KU guy, so he don't really appreciate them Hogs getting Calipari.
Well, I'm fine with it. I mean, we don't have to worry about it.
Hey, did you hear about Calipari's first meeting with his team?
I heard his comment. There were about three of them.
One, and he was a walk-on.
That's a clean slate, baby. Legit clean slate, man. All right, John. Hey, look, we appreciate it, man. We're looking forward to, obviously, the Insperity Invitational, man. I don't speak for these boys, but I'll at some point in time, I'm going to ease out there and see you, at least shake your hand, hug your neck, and say hello, and watch you beat it around the course a bit.
You got it, buddy. Love you guys.
All right, that's our conversation with John Daly, the Insperity Invitational, coming up this weekend. As I said earlier, one of the great events here in Houston. Always a good time talking with John. Coming up, Big 3 at 3. We'll get you ready for this big series for the Astros. They take on the team with the best record in the American League, the Cleveland Guardians. We'll get you set up for that and let you know the latest with their young call-up as well. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.